I believe we will proceed with Deuteronomy 28. Last night, I taught the first, I think, 15 verses, maybe 60. And I believe there are 68 verses in that chapter. And God gave that through Moses to the children of Israel. And he told them how they'd be blessed if they obeyed him. They'd hearken to his voice to do all that he commanded them to do. They'd be blessed. But then he said, if you will not hearken to what I tell you to do, you'll be cursed. Now, America is a country that has been greatly blessed by God. And America, United States of America, has rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. They flatter God with their mouth, and their heart is far from God. And evil men have become the rulers of America. And evil women. And there's great peril in America today. And it'll get worse. No, I am not bringing it about. You brought it about because you rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ and you wouldn't walk in it. Amen. So, I'm going to have Kathy read. I don't know how many verses, all of them really, and I may comment about some. Deuteronomy 28, what? Verse 15?
Verse 15.
Go.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke. And in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
Okay. You see how much cursing that God said would come upon people that would not obey him. I just say, read it. And then, once you read that, get back to verse 1 and see what you can do about all the curses. You see, I can't do one thing for you. Just tell you the truth. And that I will do. And that I have done. You're not going to like what is coming upon your land, but it's coming upon you. and the righteous, it won't touch. I'm not talking about those that think they're righteous. I'm talking about those that through faith, their righteousness is demonstrated before all. Through their faith and the gospel. So I want to encourage you not to put you down, but it's to warn you, you're not as cool as you think you are. Go on.
21. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron.
Do you hear that? When the heaven becomes brass, your prayers will not be answered. No. There's a place where there's no more repentance with God. Esau found that place. Sought it with tears. Go ahead.
The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them.
Scared of your enemies.
And thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord shall smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, wherewith thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the groups thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes. Thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thy enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall be a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation where neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shall thou serve other gods, wood and stone.
I have to say something. The people that came on the Mayflower and others that came in the 1600s, God brought you here to a people that were already present, and that was the American Indian. They were here. They're God's people. They are God's people, not were. They are. And those that came on the Mayflower, those that came and established Rhode Island and Massachusetts and others of the East Coast, and God blessed you. He blessed our ancestors greatly. And then people came to the country around you And they wanted to be, for you to like them, and you wanted them to like you, not knowing that many of them were not sent by God, but they came to destroy the works the early settlers had established on this earth in America. It's incredible. You thought they were cool. You thought they were cool. They were not. They brought you into bondage to destroy you. My God, the people I've dealt with, God's people, descendants of the Mayflower and early settlers and American Indian, oh, and let me tell you, not everyone that fought in the Revolutionary War loved Jesus. They fought because they could see a land of opportunity. Today, we call it the American dream. How silly are you? God gave us this country and set it up as a Christian nation. And a Christian nation is someone that believes Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again the third day. And not people that profess all kinds of other gods. Hallelujah. Kathy, would you read on?
37. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and thou shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt fill olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, and thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low.
I want to say something. You self-righteous people, you became so good in your own eyes, so religious, so great. You couldn't drink wine. You couldn't drink wine. Jesus drank wine. The Bible's full of talking about drinking wine. But you were so self-righteous and so good that wine was an abomination to you, and it was sin, so you start smoking pot. And then amphetamines. Did you know that? That's what happened to you. I wouldn't let any wine touch my lips, but I'll roll up something and smoke it. It makes me feel good. You blind thing. God bless you, judges. Kathy, go on.
44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he has commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and for thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
You see that? Serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. What happens?
Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things.
You see what's happened to America? They've got all kinds of people from all kinds of nations coming to America. Multiculturalism. You worship and not Jesus. Go ahead.
He shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far and from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. He shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trusted throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God has given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thy own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God has given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherein thy enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave. So he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness wherein thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which shall not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward her husband, of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly, in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and thou shalt cleave unto thee. And every sickness, and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoices over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there shalt thou serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would to God it were evening, and at evening thou wilt say, would to God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherein thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way wherein I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
That's it. There are tribes of people throughout the world. The very thing happened to you. There was none of them left.